Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will... This is the next generation of talk. Now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, Rich Zeoli.
White House believes that the Iran threat is credible and that they may attack Israel within hours. The outrage over renewing Section 702 of the FISA Act without a warrant requirement is being heard very loud from people that actually care about the Constitution of the United States. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. Thanks for being here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Let me read you one of the dumbest quotes I've ever read in my life. This I'm going to read this to you, and this is infuriating to me, honestly. This is Brian Fitzpatrick. Pennsylvania, you know him well. Quote, they now want to apply, which we've never done in U.S. law before, a warrant on searching a database of lawfully collected data. That's like saying a police department can't walk into their own evidence locker without getting a warrant, even though everything that's inside was already collected via warrant. You know how dumb that is? That's a moronic statement. That's a moronic statement right there. We're talking about the information that's collected on foreigners. If Americans are swept up in that because they're mentioned or because they're talking to somebody and you now want to now query that American, you get a warrant for it and you go to a judge and you explain why. Because Americans are allowed to talk to foreigners. We're allowed to. I don't know if you know this or not. It's perfectly legal to talk to a foreigner. So if you happen to be talking to somebody who's foreign and you have no idea, but the guy's involved in some, say, international, money laundering scheme or something like that, and they're spying on him. Now the government has the right to spy on you because you were talking to him. You're talking to him totally unrelated, something completely unrelated. You called the hotel in Italy where he was staying because you left your shirt there and you want to have him mail it back to you or something. And, well, he's at that hotel. So, you know, now we're going to spy on you. Now we get to query you because the evidence that we're getting against American citizens is not supposed to be part of FISA. That's the point. It's the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. Americans are allowed to talk to people overseas. You don't lose your constitutional rights because you got on the phone with somebody in another country. That is ridiculous. That's absolutely absurd. That's like saying, okay, if you travel to a foreign country while you're gone, you have no constitutional rights back home, so we can go in your house without a warrant. Or we can do anything we want while you're not on U.S. soil. Because you're over there. You might be colluding with foreigners. So since you're over there, overseas, we're going to go into your house without a warrant and search around. Because you're over there. Who knows who you're talking to over there? What a moronic statement that is. to equate it to a cop walking into an evidence locker. No. This is the point. The point is that what we're talking about is American citizens who have every legal right to speak to people in other countries. Every legal right. They might have families over there. And then if they are part of a query now, you have to go before a judge if there's a warrant and explain why. Well, Your Honor, you know what? In looking at this foreign guy, we think this possibly the American he's talking to might be in on it. Okay, we'll get a warrant. And get it. It doesn't seem like it's not that complicated, right? It's not that complicated. But it's work. That's paperwork. Well, we don't want to have to file that. So basically what Fitzpatrick is saying here is if you're an American and you talk to anyone who's foreign and the government's looking into that guy, and even like let's say you call an Italian tour company. You call an Italian tour company, you want to book a tour, you want to book a trip. I don't know, you want to go sailing around Sicily. Sicily has some of the best wines in the world. I don't know if you know that or not. I was talking to the sommelier at Crystal Springs last night. I was up there for this wine dinner. A couple of buddies of mine in politics retired, and we were down in the wine cellar at Grand Cascades Lodge. It was beautiful, but the sommelier, she was lovely. She told me that Sicilian wines are very hot right now. They're all the rage. Anyway, so you call up an Italian winery, a Sicilian winery, and you go, hey, you know, I want to book a visit. And it turns out, well, the winery is also involved in drug dealing. And you called them. So now we can spy on you. It's so ridiculous. It's so absurd, the notion of this. And now basically understand now, if you call anybody overseas, and that person happens to be someone the government's looking into, or maybe they're looking into a region, maybe they're looking into the whole area. You made the mistake of calling Cancun because you wanted to make a dinner reservation. Well, listen, you poor sap. Think better next time. Get a burner phone, I guess. It's ludicrous. Here's Congressman Scott Perry's statement. This actually makes sense because it's in line with the United States Constitution. Take a listen.
Hey, folks, I need to talk to you about FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, passed in 1978, updated after 9/11. It's meant to, as you can imagine, spy on foreigners who have ill intent for the United States of America. Unfortunately, over the course of its history, it has been used and abused to spy on American citizens. So this was the reauthorization. It's set to expire. And so we had to vote to reauthorize it. We have fought bitterly for months to try and get this right. And what does that look like? For instance, we wanted a warrant, not to spy on foreigners. That's appropriate. But if you're going to spy, if you're going to use it to spy on American citizens, the Constitution says you have to have a warrant. And so we wanted that provision to put in the bill. And so that they couldn't go around that, we also wanted to put a provision in the bill that does not allow the intelligence agencies to buy your data for which they would otherwise need a warrant. Understand that even though companies like Google or like Facebook or like Amazon have your information, but they're not the government. For the government to have your information, they have to have probable cause and a warrant. And so to get around that, they're just buying the data. So we wanted that in the bill. None of that happened this week. The warrant provision was in an amendment, and it failed. It actually tied, which means it fails. And the other part about buying the third-party data, that wasn't allowed to be put in as an amendment. That's going to be voted on in a separate time. It's never going to see the light of day in the Senate, likely, and so that's the frustration here. So that's what made it to the floor. The only silver lining is that it went from a 5-year reauthorization to a 2-year reauthorization. So the next president of the United States can deal with it, and we can deal with it. We have another bite at the apple. But I voted no, and now you know why.
Good for him. Good for him for voting no. Good for him for voting no. So tired of this whole idea of, you know, the terrorists, the Fourth Amendment, it protects us, prevents the government from being able to protect us and keep us safe from terrorists. Well, doesn't every amendment prevent the government from keeping us safe? I mean, is that not what the left says about the Second Amendment all the time? Right? I mean, yeah, the Second Amendment, you know, keeps us, it's hard. It, from their perspective, I mean, from ours, we understand completely it's about keeping us safe. But that's how they view it. They view the Second Amendment as it makes it impossible for the government to keep us safe because people have guns. And therefore, they might use them for bad things. nefarious things. And so we should really get rid of that amendment, too, if you want to be safe. And, you know, while we're at it, I mean, that whole pesky constitutional amendment that keeps troops from being quartered in your home, well, you'd be a lot safer if you had the military living with you, watching your every move, making sure you're a good boy, good girl. Be a lot safer if the troops just lived with you, right? And you know what also makes, I think, what really endangers all of us and our safety and security? That whole pesky prohibition against you incriminating yourself. We know you're guilty. So, yeah, we're going to force you to talk. You will be forced to talk. You do not have the right to remain silent. You will have to go on the stand if you're accused of a crime, because we can't risk another OJ going free. You know, sometimes we get it wrong. So we're going to get rid of that, too. And while we're at it, that whole thing, that whole trial by jury, listen, juries are idiots. You know, they're just people. We need a jury by three government experts in the CIA who know about national security, because that's the only way we're going to keep you safe. So we got to have the government do it, not people. You might, what happens if the jury gets it wrong and this terrorist is on the street now? It's absurd. And we should also end the prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment, because, I mean, let's be honest, right? I mean, if we need to be cruel to send a message so that people don't do bad things, then we got to do it. So we got to bring back drawing and quartering people and tar and feathering them, too. Now, at the very same time, idiots like this are coming out, not Perry, but Fitzpatrick, are coming out and saying that this is problematic, having a warrant to spy on American citizens. We released a guy on the terror watch list who snuck into this country illegally twice. We have thousands of Chinese national men crossing into the southern border illegally. We have had hundreds of other people on the terror watch list cross into the country illegally. But I'm told that if my government is required to get a warrant before it spies on me, that will somehow endanger our national security. These people infuriate me. They infuriate me. They really do, obviously, as you can tell. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Here's Chip Roy. It's not that complicated. It's not, honestly, it's really not that complicated. Why is it that with the Republican Party, and you know how, let me share this headline with you. This is from thehill.com. It's a Friday, and I didn't want to be this angry. And I'm not. You know, I'm fired up, obviously, but I didn't want this to be on my Friday. Number one, I had way too much wine last night at that wine dinner and cigars, so I'm very dehydrated. That's number one and two. But three, it's Friday, and I wanted to be in a good mood. But this is the headline. Hardliners vow retaliation against Republicans who sank FISA warrant mandate. Hardliners. So you're a hardliner now if you want the United States Constitution to be protected, and if you want to make sure the government doesn't have the power to do what it did to Trump, which is to spy on him without a warrant, you're a hardliner. You're a hardliner. Get it? Here's Congressman Chip Roy. Take a listen.
To be clear, this amendment is about reporting requirements. But on the point of the warrant, after the rampant abuses by the federal government, it is clear that we should have a warrant requirement under 702 to protect Americans from the querying of incidental communication collected en masse under a broad grant of power to target foreign entities. That's the truth. This is the FBI that targeted Catholics, put pro-life progressive activists in jail, and targeted President Trump. The proponents give up the game, saying openly the need to target U.S. persons right here on the floor. The only thing that makes this warrantless collection of millions of Americans' international communications lawful, quote unquote, is the government's certification that it is targeting foreigners and only foreigners. If the government changes its mind and wants to go after an American, it should have to go back and get the warrant that it skipped on the front end. This is not that hard. By the way, the argument that we would need 2,000 judges to filter through warrant requirements begs the question, which is it? The proponents' own data indicate they will only get a hit for 1% to 2% via metadata. Some of those will have exceptions under our warrant amendment that we offer, so it would probably be less than 1%. So the 2,000 judges argument is just straight up false. It's just not that hard. If you want to go after an American, if you want to look at their information, get a warrant.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's not a big, the warrant requirement will tie the government's hands, Congressman. That's the memo from the White House. The Fourth Amendment would make it so hard for the government to keep you safe from terrorists. Meanwhile, the Biden administration released a member of an Afghan terror organization whose name was on the terror watch list into the United States after he illegally crossed the border, and then they tried to cover it up. But don't worry, this is not a problem. This is not a threat to national security. No, no, no. Having to get a warrant to spy on you, now that's a threat to national security. Cut number three.
Tonight, an alarming development in the border crisis. Among the record number of migrants crossing the southern border was a member of an Afghan terror organization who was released into the U.S. by border agents, according to U.S. officials. 48-year-old Mohammed Harwin illegally crossed into California in March of last year. His name is on a U.S. terror watch list, identifying him as a member of HIG, a terror group that's killed Americans in Afghanistan. Border agents suspected he was on the watch list at the time of his apprehension, but lacked corroborating information, according to U.S. officials. CBP released him without contacting the FBI or Immigration and Customs Enforcement, those officials told us. Harwin was allowed to apply for work authorization and board planes in the U.S., according to those officials. After almost a year, ICE arrested him here in San Antonio. When he went to court, U.S. officials tell us, ICE officials withheld classified information about his terrorism ties. A judge ordered him released on $12,000 bond, which he posted and was freed last month. Harwin's case appears to be just one of at least three incidents in the past 2 years involving suspected terrorists being released by Customs and Border Protection, according to the DHS Inspector General and Congress. It comes as President Biden faces fierce criticism of his handling of the border crisis, including from former President Trump.
Many terrorists, many drug dealers at the highest level, they're all coming into our country.
Yes, they are. But don't worry about it. It's not a big thing. It's not a big deal, because the truth is that what could really go wrong is if they had to get a warrant to spy on you. That's where things can get really hairy, if you know what I mean. And Mike Johnson, you know, the speaker. I mean, what a wuss. What a wuss. Classified briefing made him flip-flop on FISA. On the warrant requirement. Made him flip-flop on that. So let's think about this now. We have terrorists in this country who have been released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement after they've crossed in the country illegally. We have thousands of Chinese adult men crossing into this country illegally. But we're told by the White House that if we have to rely on that pesky Fourth Amendment warrant requirement, we won't be kept safe from Chinese cyber attacks as Chinese nationals are illegally crossing the border. Do you see the inconsistency in those two things? That their argument is that if we had to get a warrant to spy on American citizens, China could hit us with a cyber attack. But all the Chinese national men who are walking into this country illegally, what are they doing? What, are they just going to work at Chinese restaurants, I guess? Is that it? They're just coming here to cook fried rice? No. Infuriating. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. If you'd like to weigh in today, let me know your thoughts on this. You can vent. Matt DeSantis will take your phone call. I'm going to make him work on a Friday. You can vent, or if you want to disagree with me, if you want to tell me I'm nuts to want the Fourth Amendment of the United States Constitution to be preserved, you can tell me that. That's okay. Fine. I'd love to have a conversation. 855-839-1210. You didn't think you were going to have to work today on a Friday, did you, DeSantis?
I had my feet up. I was relaxing, and then you said, people call in. Now I got to go to work.
Now it's time to work. We do have our friend Dr. Victoria Coates coming up soon to talk about this Iran situation. And also former President Trump and future President Trump is going to be speaking with Speaker Johnson in a news conference at Mar-a-Lago. I don't know what it's about, but we'll take it for you when it comes on. And I'm furious at Johnson. I'm furious at him today. Every amendment to the Constitution, every single one, all of the amendments that are known as the Bill of Rights, each and every one of them, you can make an argument endangers our national security. And the left has for years. That slimeball Woodrow Wilson and the Alien, the Espionage Act and the Sedition Act, where he would put American citizens in jail if you criticized the war effort, and put the press in jail. They criticized the war effort, all in the name of national security. So why do we have a First Amendment? Why? And what if you're praying to a God, like, for example, I mean, we have people in this country who might be praying to a God who their prayer is to destroy America. Why do we have the freedom to have a religion in this country? It could be a bad religion. I mean, so we should get rid of the First Amendment altogether. And I've told you already, the Second Amendment means people may have guns and use them for bad reasons. So we got to get rid of that. I mean, the Bill of Rights, all of it has to go. Just get rid of it in the name of national security. We'll be so much safer. We'll all be safer, and we can trust the government will protect us from everything. And, you know, you're a lot safer these days in tyrannical countries. Sure. Yeah, it's not as much fun, but you're safe. Nothing ever goes wrong there. You're good. You're good to go. The only one you have to fear, though, is the government. I mean, obviously, but, you know, because they could torture you and they could just raid your house and they can search your possessions and your belongings and they can imprison you for what you say and they can destroy you. But other than that, you'll be safe. Other than that, you'll be fine. And you won't be able to fight back, obviously, because we don't have a Second Amendment anymore. But you will be safe, except from the government. The government will be able to literally destroy you. But otherwise, you're good as rain. Good as gold. Right as rain. All right, listen, I'm happy. I know I'm not happy today, obviously. I'm cranky about this. But I am happy that we'll be at the Grand Hotel of Cape May Friday, May 3rd. Because it's my happy place, and I'm excited we're going to be back there for our first live show of the year. I would love for you to join us. Please join us for that. Please. It's going to be a lot of fun. And we'll be back Friday, June 21st. So here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking you make your June midweek getaway and save. You stay three nights, you're going to get $60 a night in resort credit. Stay five nights, get $70 a night in resort credit. Stay seven nights and get $80 a night in resort credit. And you can use your resort credits to make purchases of food and beverage purchases in Hemingway's restaurant, the outdoor pool bar, or at their beach concession, or in the gift shop where you can get passes for a whale-watching boat cruise. Book direct with them for the best rates. The Grand is also the perfect place to host a wedding. Corporate events, baby and bridal showers. With four ballrooms, they have the perfect space to make lifetime memories. Just call and ask to talk to my friend, Caitlin, and she will help you have your dream event. Book your stay today at the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, 800-257-8550, or visit them at grandhotelkmay.com.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Glad you are here today on a Friday. A lot going on. Busy, busy day. And the FISA reauthorization, which is making everybody very mad if you care about the Constitution. Also, we're watching is Iran going to attack Israel? That's the question we're wondering right now. And we will talk to our buddy, Dr. Victoria Coates, in a little bit. And people are very concerned. The White House says we stand with Israel. We stand with Israel. I guess the question is, do you believe them? Do you actually believe Joe Biden when he says that we're going to stand with Israel? Because remember, there's a lot of nuts in that party. And these nuts in that party, you know, they don't want to stand with Israel. And so the Democrats, they're very nervous right now because they know that they're losing all these voters in Michigan and Minnesota, all these people that hate Israel. And in the middle of all of that, I have to let you know, crude oil prices today, back on the rise. Back on the rise. U.S. crude oil gains as Israel was reportedly preparing for an attack by Iran this weekend. West Texas Intermediate futures hit a session high of $87.67 a barrel on multiple media reports that Israel is preparing for an imminent attack by Iran. But you know another reason why oil is going up is because Biden is raising the cost of drilling permits. And of course, Biden's waging a complete war on energy, as you know. So all that's happening. And every single thing that we're talking about on the show, in the last several weeks has been about Joe Biden's war on energy. That's why all those workers up in Pittsburgh have all turned around and said they'll never vote Democrat ever again because they know that the Democrats are coming after their jobs. That's why the Democrats are coming after their jobs. I mean, if I feed my family, because I work in the energy industry and that's my livelihood, and then these arrogant Democrats come to me and go, we're going to teach you how to lay cable. We're going to teach you how to lay fiber optic cables, and we're going to teach you how to do this or that. And I turn around and I go, give me a break. I don't want to do that. I want to work in my sector. I want to do what I like. But the left doesn't like you to have individual freedom. So they want to tell you what to do in every area of life. So it's like, hey, I like working in the natural gas industry. Well, we're not going to let you. We're going to retrain you on how to lay broadband cable. I don't want to lay broadband cable. I like working in energy. We're not going to let you. I mean, that's the mindset. And so these workers outside of Pittsburgh, and this is why Trump's going to win Pennsylvania. He's going to win Pennsylvania because these workers up there have said, no, not on my watch. Absolutely not. I am not going to let you come after me and my family for your woke climate change green agenda. I'm not doing it. At the very same time, the Biden administration has announced a plan to shift, ready, another $7.4 billion in student debt. And it's not relief, remember. It's just shifting it. It shifts it to you and to me. That's all that is. When you talk about student debt relief, there's no relief. It's just a shift. We're shifting it over from some people that had the loans to other people that don't, like you and me. This is the big story of the day today, brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com. This guy, Mohammed Karwin. Initial apprehension, March 10th, 2023, and was released after processing. That was the terrorist that I was just telling you about. That was the terrorist that was released and is back on U.S. soil as ICE covered up the classified information about his terror ties. He was released twice at the border before being rearrested. Twice. The Biden administration and so our national security is in jeopardy. We're watching as possibly now World War III is about to break out in the Middle East if Iran invades Israel. And at the same time that's happening, Joe Biden has announced another $7.5 billion of debt going to be shifted to the taxpayers, to the people that don't have loans. All right. I'm going to take a break here, a little bit shorter. Joe in Deptford, hang on for me, buddy. But I'm going to talk to Dr. Victoria Coates as well. But I do want to tell you about Natural Lawn of America. This is the time for you to get that beautiful green lawn that will be the envy of the neighborhood. You know what makes them different than all the other lawn care companies out there? Is that their process is specific to your lawn. Like when the tech was here at my house a couple weeks ago, I got detailed notes of all the applications that he used, why he applied those applications, and what the plan is going forward. These other lawn care companies, they just, it's a cookie cutter approach. They come and they spray and your lawn's treated like everybody else's. That's not how they do things at Natural Lawn of America. And their safer organic-based products are safer for your family and your pets. For over 35 years, their process has worked, and their certified specialists have been tailoring treatment to your lawn-specific needs. That's why I trust them. Plus, they're locally owned and family-operated right here in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They're competitively priced and have a satisfaction guarantee. So trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, Natural Lawn of America. But you got to act soon, because their free seeding offer will expire very soon. So schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call 800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
Thanks for listening to the Scioli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
She's also the former Deputy National Security Advisor to President Donald J. Trump. And she is the Vice President of the Davis Institute for National Security and Foreign Policy at the Heritage Foundation. She is Dr. Victoria Coates, Philadelphia's own. Hello, my friend.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. It's turning into a beautiful afternoon.
Is it? I'm not paying. I'm so angry about the Section 702 reauthorization
of the
warrants. So I can't even look outside.
Okay, we're on the same page on that one then.
It's infuriating, isn't it? As we have terrorists coming into the country, we release them onto the streets. What is happening? What is happening right now?
I mean, it's through the looking glass territory. I mean, they're much more concerned about American citizens than they are about. About potential terrorists coming across the southern border at a time when Iran is saying they want to strike us and they want to go after Israeli or Jewish targets as well. And so we're just leaving this wide open, but we're taking very good care to make sure the FBI has all the authority it needs to tap our cell phones.
Exactly right. And they tell us that, warrant, the Fourth Amendment will get in their way. But hey, a guy comes into the country, he's on the terror watch list, let him back into the wild. And the Chinese nationals, too. All of these thousands of able-bodied young Chinese men who just come into the country illegally. Nothing to worry about there either, I guess.
Not at all. And I don't actually know if this is true or not, but Dan Bongino reported a couple of weeks ago that my name is on a list of folks who were potentially surveilled around the 2015-16 campaign because they were taking a good look at Cruz people as well as Trump people. And, we have no way of knowing if this is true or not. And I think, what Senator Lee, what Congressman Roy have been pushing for is, if you're going to do this, and we understand there can be times when national security demands it, get a warrant. I mean, this is the United States of America.
Yep. And it's so basic that we have to protect the Fourth Amendment and the Constitution. And I talked yesterday with Congressman Scott Perry, who said that there was an exemption for emergencies. They would be able to, if there was an actual emergency, bypass the warrant requirement. And that's common sense, and everybody understands that. But, the White House puts out this memo today and lists all these things that they prevented by not having to use warrants against American citizens. And I'm calling BS on all this stuff. They tell us about it then. They give us the details about these things. No, they spied on you, Dr. Victoria Coates. They spied on a lot of people in the Trump campaign. I saw that list that Dan Bongino was talking about. I know a lot of people on that list. And the excuse that they can just, you talk to a foreigner, so now we have the ability now to spy on you too. I mean, last time I checked, American citizens have a right to talk to people in foreign countries, don't we?
We do. And the way that you're supposed to handle that is the identity of the American interlocutor with the foreign national is masked. So you don't violate anybody's privacy concerns. But the administration or the federal authorities during that campaign were playing fast and loose with that rule. And then Susan Rice was just asking, and Samantha Power were asking for everybody to be unmasked, which is something I did not do once. During the Trump administration, I had the authority to do it, but I never did it. I never thought it was any of my business who the identity of the American citizen was. And, I didn't want to know, but right. they certainly did.
Let's turn our attention to Iran. I love how like-minded we are. We agree on so much. It makes me happy. You just brightened my day. You know what? Talking to you now, and I'm in a better mood because I was cranky. Now I feel better because you, as a former deputy national security advisor, I mean this sincerely, to be in the room with the president, advising him on national security, and you've been in the Situation Room many, many times, and to hear you say what you're saying about why they need to have a warrant requirement for American citizens, I just say bravo. And it just proves the point that they are full of baloney when they tell us all these things about keeping us safe and the Fourth Amendment would get in their way. So thank you. You've just made my day.
Well, I'm here for you, Rich.
Yes, you are. All right, let's turn our attention to the Middle East now. Is Iran going to attack Israel?
Certainly, those are all the signs. We've had a first barrage of rockets out of Hezbollah in the north this evening, which is not all that far out of the ordinary right now. There were more of them than usual, but not enough to overwhelm the Israeli layers of missile defense. So for the moment, this is a manageable situation, but all sorts of other warning lights are flashing. The Germans just told all of their nationals to get out of Iran. So it's even possible that the Iranians would take action against foreign Westerners in Iran proper. Now, I don't think there's any reason for any Americans to be in Iran right now. Certainly not a good reason, but if anyone were still there, I would hope they would be getting out as quickly as possible as well.
Yeah, no kidding, right? What can the United States do, if anything, to deter this from occurring?
Unfortunately, I think what the president has done so far has encouraged it. You know, he's on the one hand trying to stand with Israel because he wants to win the collar counties around Philadelphia. On the other hand, he doesn't want to stand with Israel too much because members of his base, apparently including his own wife, are on the side of Hamas and the terrorists. So what he's been sending to Iran literally are letters asking them not to strike. There apparently was this exchange of written letters. So it's basically post office is how they're running their Iran strategy to say, please, please don't hurt us. And I think what the Iranians think then is that it's open season. And, you know, one thing I wanted to raise is an Argentinian court today found Iran culpable for the 1994 Hezbollah bombing of the Jewish center, the AIMA center, that killed 85 and wounded 300 more. That was in our own hemisphere. Mm-hmm. So they are perfectly capable of reaching out and touching us if they want to.
And they're saying that Iran could hit Israel with 100 drones and missiles. So I guess then, I mean, obviously then Israel is going to respond. And then what happens then? I mean, does this have the possibility to blow up into a much larger conflict?
It does. And that is frequently the unintended consequence of appeasement. You know, the administration is desperately trying to avoid any conflict, and what they have created is a situation where conflict is more likely. And so, especially if an attack were to come out of Iran proper, I think that would change everyone's calculus. They did this before. They did it in September of 2019 with the attack against the Abqaiq refinery, the world's largest refinery in Saudi Arabia, which was drones and missiles out of Iran. And ultimately, that was, you know, the action that President Trump responded to then in January with the Soleimani action, because he knew, you know, if they were willing to take this kind of strike against civilian infrastructure to try to terrorize the world by manipulating energy markets, you know, that these are not people with normal boundaries. These are not people who respect diplomatic protocols, and he was going to have to do something pretty strong. But that then did have the effect of tamping the situation down.
And your point about how Biden is trying to have play both sides on this thing is 100% right. I mean, all these whack jobs in Minnesota and Michigan who are out there protesting Israel and, you know, chanting from the river to the sea and accusing Biden of genocide. And then you also have American politicians saying that. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is out there saying that Israel has committed genocide. And so by us standing with Israel, then we're complicit in genocide. And Lloyd Austin had to come out and say there's no evidence that Israel has committed genocide, no evidence whatsoever. Yet it's so irresponsible of these Democrat politicians to say that. And so now Joe Biden, here we are, it's April 12th, and instead of in the general being in a general election mode, he's still trying to lock down crazy, Dr. Victoria Coates. You know, he's got to lock down crazy, otherwise he's going to lose Michigan and Minnesota. So yeah, that's exactly why he's trying to have it both ways.
Oh, 100%. And, you know, General Austin should know better. In his congressional testimony last month, he actually used the official Hamas numbers for civilian casualties, which I think any reasonable person knows are wildly inflated, but he actually stated them as fact. So he's already complicit in all of this. And for him to come out and say there is no genocide, it's sort of faint praise. I think, you know, the United States should be much more forward-leaning in saying, in fact, Israel is conducting as model an operation as you could, given the circumstances and the choices that Hamas is making. So I think that's kind of the bare minimum. But the other interesting thing I wanted to put on your radar is the Iranian foreign minister, Abdullahian, is scheduled to come to New York next week to go to the United Nations, and I'm sure share many opinions and views on the United States, and the Secretary of State is doing nothing to keep him out. They would probably be much more likely to use the terrorism clause that can allow the United States to not grant a UN visa on the Israelis. The Israelis are committing genocide, so we're not going to let the Israelis in. But the Iranians are welcome to come and eat at Le Bernardin and snarl up the traffic and, as I said, spew their anti-Israel and anti-American rhetoric.
It's infuriating, Dr. Victoria Coates. It really is. It's infuriating. I really appreciate your time today. There's so much going on in the world right now. There's a lot of tension everywhere. But I also have to ask you about oil, because you also know energy policy, and you're an expert in both foreign affairs and energy policy. And obviously, the implications of both here are colliding. So what happens to oil going forward? And then how much of that is also because of Joe Biden's policies?
An embrace the ant situation. So whenever the Iranians sort of act up, and they have the capacity to close the Strait of Hormuz, that really tight choke point that all of the Middle Eastern oil comes out of the Arabian Gulf in through that choke point. And the Iranians could shut it down. They've done it before, at which point, you know, if that's even threatened, you have significant raises in prices. And I think yesterday we saw oil over $87 a barrel. You know, that, you know, if the United States sweet spot for price is 55 and the Saudis are 75, and, you know, if we wanted to meet in the middle, we'd be somewhere around 65. That's what everyone's comfort zone is. When you're up above 85, for a sustained period of time, that is going to be reflected at the pump. And on top of that, you have these terrible Biden policies that we've discussed frequently, which are having a horribly chilling effect on energy production here at home, both oil and natural gas. And that's particularly important to Pennsylvania. It's the reason I think our favorite senators, Casey and Fetterman, have both come out opposing the president's natural gas permit freeze, whatever they want to call it, that they know that this is the lifeblood of our state at this point. And, you know, to limit or tamp down production is insane, especially at a time when you have bad actors from Iran to Russia who want to exploit weakness mm-hmm. on the part of the United States and make their own money.
Yeah, without question about it. And then the other thing I wanted to ask you was, as we discuss all this with regards to oil and Biden's energy policies and the implications of that from a national security perspective, because, you can't get away from these things. The other issue that we keep hearing about is, I'll think about what Jamie Dimon said the other day. You know, he said, we are looking at events we haven't seen right now since really World War II in terms of the potential for disaster. And he brought up the fact that America is not respected on the world stage. I mean, he said it, and that really struck me, because Jamie Dimon, to write that letter to his investors and his people, and to say those things, that is that not a wake up call for people that we in the United States of America, the only reason we're able to keep everybody safe and to avoid World War III is because people think that we are the big dog on the block. And if people don't think that about us anymore, that's a real problem.
It is. And even the Japanese prime minister, when he addressed Congress yesterday, kind of echoed Diamond's sentiments, you know, saying the United States seems unsure of its position. Well, under Donald Trump, you know, we did not feel unsure. We were making America great again. And that was the focus all day, every day. And I think he was strongly respected on the world stage. I think there's a reason Putin didn't invade anybody under his presidency when he had for the other three presidents during his tenure. And the economy was humming, and, you know, China was coming to the table and trying to make deals with us. And right now, when China has a host of problems, you know, this could be a great time for the United States to flex our economic muscle and, you know, demonstrate the fact that we're actually quite a bit stronger than China is at this point, and certainly would be if we could get our out of control spending in order. So, you know, I think as people go into, you know, this election cycle and look at, you know, where the United States is with the theoretical adults, that's what they claimed, in charge now for 3 years, and what it was like under President Trump. And, you know, personalities aside, the difference couldn't be greater. And that's another thing Jamie Dimon has said, you know, is that you know, he wants to be a liberal, but at this point it's really hard for him to make that case.
Yeah, and when he said stop insulting MAGA, stop doing that. It's Democrats are making a huge mistake about that. He's not wrong on that. Last point, and I'll let you go. I see Jackie Heinrich tweeted out that U.S. defense official just said we are moving additional assets to the region to bolster regional deterrence efforts and increase force protection for U.S. forces. Dr. Victoria Coates, as an expert in foreign policy, as an expert in national security, as the former deputy national security advisor to President Trump, is that enough?
Well, I mean, it's always a good idea, but one wonders where these things have been for the last 6 months. If it's suddenly today, mm-hmm. it's a good idea. I think the time to have done this might have been if you were coordinating closely with the Israelis before they had to strike Damascus. And not sort of at the 11th hour, because, you know, up until now, since October 7th, nothing the United States has done anything that we have done has done anything to deter Iran. So I'm very concerned this is too little too late.
My friend, we will see. Thank you. You cheered me up today. I appreciate that. So have a wonderful rest of the day and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks very much. Go Phils.
Go Phils.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up, so just stick with me. And Joe, I'm going to grab your call as soon as I get back from the break. But I want to tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding, because Emmons is, they're the best. In fact, Matt and Stephanie, the owners of Emmons, are coming over for dinner tonight. I'm excited to have them over. Their son, Mason, he and Patrick are going to be playing the Switch together, I'm sure. Listen, when it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons Roofing and Siding is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, it will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you are getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they're offering each and every one of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, 10% off siding, 10% off Anderson window replacements. So don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677, 856-885-6677. Matt and Stephanie and the entire team at Emmons Roofing are dedicated to your customer satisfaction. They're honest. Integrity is everything for them, and they do a tremendous job. It's why I've been using them for like 7 years now for all these different projects in my house. They just replaced a couple doors for me, too. 856-885-6677 or EmmonsRoofing.com.
Rich Cioli, weekday afternoons 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.